All right, guys, injury report for today. David Osbury did not practice today. Tyvon Branch did not practice. Kevin Burnett was back out there full practice today. Lucas Nix was limited in practice today. Menelik Watson didn't practice. So that's the injury report. We got another good day of work tomorrow, and then we'll get ready to go play the game. So we're excited about the opportunity. We understand the challenge that it is facing this team. It's a team that won our division last year. It's a team that everybody, anticipates as being a Super Bowl contending team. So we understand the challenge that we have in the environment that we got to go in and face them, and we're looking forward to the opportunity.
Who is going to be your left guard, Lucas, if he's healthy?
Well, we'll see. We'll see how he does tomorrow. I mean, he practiced today, which was a step in the right direction. We'll see how he goes tomorrow, how he responds to getting to work today, and we'll make that decision after we get a chance to look at him tomorrow.
But if he's healthy, he is your guy.
Well, we'll see. Okay. We'll see. I mean, it just depends on what is his health. Is he full health or is he, almost full health?
Say he was limited. Did he take any team reps?
Yeah.
Did he work with the first team?
Yeah, he worked. Really, you worked mostly your first team during the week anyway, so he did get some reps.
49ers have a pretty big issue on their hand with Alden. He got arrested today. I'm not sure if you heard about it yet. And, they've had issues with him and a couple other guys over the last couple of years. Since you got here, you guys have done a whale of a job at keeping guys in line. What is the key to that? What is the message that you give these guys? And when something like this happens, will you use it to illustrate it, to take to the guys and say, hey, look, this is what I'm talking about?
Yeah, well, I mean, you try to, and I don't know the situation that you're talking about, but you obviously try to, you try to work with your guys all the time about, making sure that they understand the limelight that they're in and their responsibility not only to themselves but to the football team. And so, we do a lot. We talk a lot about that, and things come up, and you got to deal with things. And we'll continue to work in that direction. But we try to do a good job of being accountable and being responsible, both on the field and off the field.
Is the interior pass rush with a guy like Peyton maybe more important than in other weeks? How does that affect what he does if you're able to get pressure through the middle?
Well, I mean, there's no question that you got to be able to try to affect Peyton in the pocket somehow, some way. And so, we've got a few different things that we're going to try to work on to get some pressure on him. You got to hopefully get some pressure to make him move and hopefully make an inaccurate throw. I mean, it's obviously a lot easier said than done. He's played a long time in this league. He's done it at an extremely high level. And I think we all understand what the challenges are that we face in facing a quarterback of his caliber. And sometimes you do some things and he's still able to make a great throw. So our deal is we're just going to have to keep playing. He's going to make some plays and we're going to have to move on to the next play and try to respond.
So much attention paid to Peyton Manning, and rightfully so, but how would you describe Denver's running game? No Sean Moreno's back in the mix, and they have some other new runners with the team.
Well, I've said all along, this is a well-rounded offense. I mean, it's not just them drop back and throwing the ball all the time. They do a great job up front. They understand, how they're trying to run the ball with really the zone scheme run that they're running. And I think their runners do a good job of being able to run behind that zone scheme and be able to create some yards. So it's a tough challenge because it's hard to load the box and stop the run because then, you make it a little bit easier on Peyton. And then, when you unload the box and try to play a little bit more coverage, they're able to run the ball effectively. So it's tough, and we'll have to mix and match fronts and mix and match coverages to try to attack them.
Are you leaning toward having Ross be the primary strong safety? Or you made it?
Yeah, we're leaning in that direction. He's got most reps. Osama will play in the game, but it looks like we'll go with Ross, to take Tyvon's spot.
How do you not get caught up in a game like this where you feel like the offense has to, every time they have the ball, you got to hold on the ball, for a while, then you have to cash it in at the end of it, you know, how you have to kind of match them. Do you go into it thinking that?
Well, I think you understand there's a formula for beating this team. Right. And we've talked about what that formula is and what we have to do to accomplish that goal. And really what it's going to boil down to is our ability to execute that plan. And I think we all understand what the plan is, and now we've got to go out and when the players get between the white lines, they've got to be able to execute that plan. And when they get opportunities to make plays, we got to take advantage of it.